Get an in-depth look at sports from our resident Big Pole.
The Blitz with Justin Pawlowski. Saturdays at noon on the Sports Animal. 620 WDAE.
Rough Draft, Thursday edition. We continue our team breakdowns as we are going to look at the NFC East the next couple of days. Because the best draft coverage you can get is the draft coverage where, well, maybe as a draft analyst. Yeah, because there's going to be people around this area in the Tampa Bay area that'll say, oh, the Bucs are going to get this guy. Oh, the Bucs are going to get that guy. Well, you never really know who the Bucs are going to get unless you know who the other teams are at least looking at getting. Right? There are 18 teams picking in front of the Buccaneers, and if one of them goes off the wall with one of their picks, and one of those teams picking in front of the Bucs we're going to cover today, that's the Washington Redskins. But if one team does one thing out of the ordinary, it shakes up the entire draft. And as I've said, and I'll continue to say, the Bucs are right there on the cusp at 19, as they were last year. They're at the edge of where one player could fall. One of the elite players. And what I mean by that is one of these players that people are picking as a top 15 pick, if that player falls at all, one team likes a different player, one team reaches on a player, well, that one player that a lot of people thought would be a top 10 pick or a top 15 pick all of a sudden falls to the Bucs at 19, and then it's up to the Buccaneers to make that selection. So we'll have NFC East breakdowns today and tomorrow coming up this weekend. We've got defensive backs already working on that, actually almost done with that. And, you know, when I do these breakdowns, it helps me learn a lot more about these players because, I mean, I'm getting in-depth. I'm getting intimate with these players and really going inside of them.
That's what she said.
I know. Going inside and finding out stuff that I didn't even know. And I'll tell you, there's a few defensive backs that really have stood out to me. I like. Vontae Davis, one of them. Alphonso Smith, another. Even DJ Moore, who doesn't have a lot of speed. But the guy's got some moves. I don't know if he'll be able to fit in every defense, but he's going to be valuable to some team that drafts him. More than likely in the second round. So we'll have that. Defensive backs, meaning corners and safeties, coming out this weekend. And I'm already, actually I have it right here, my rough draft. As this is the rough draft, we call it the rough draft. It's our podcast, our daily podcast. But my rough draft of my new mock draft. And that's going to be coming out at the beginning of next week. And already some things shaken up. This one doesn't look nearly the same as my other one. So I'm looking forward to posting that at the beginning of next week. Let's quickly look at a couple teams from the NFC East. Let's start with the team who doesn't have a first-round pick this year, the Dallas Cowboys. Coming off a 9-7 season, they did lose to the Eagles in the last game of the season, which meant no playoffs for them. Wade Phillips still sticking around. The Cowboys have been active this free agency period, first with the players that have been released or have signed with other teams, Terrell Owens, Pac-Man Jones, Tank Johnson, top that list. Roy Williams, also their strong safety, has been released. He has not signed with anyone quite yet. Kevin Burnett signs with the Chargers. Chris Canty signs with the Giants. So a lot of defensive players, impact players that have made impacts on the Cowboys roster the past couple of years, now moving on. But the Cowboys went out this offseason and addressed some of those needs. Igor Olshansky will come in. He can play the defensive end position. Also, Matt Stewart, Keith Brooking coming in as linebackers. They needed linebacker help as well. And Gerald Sensabaugh is a guy, a safety, who's going to come in and help. I don't know if he'll make an impact in the starting lineup. The Cowboys also making a trade this offseason. John Kitna was sent from the Lions to the Cowboys to back up Tony Romo. In exchange, the Cowboys gave up Anthony Henry. And last year's draft, the Cowboys did have, and remember too, Roy Williams was sent from the Lions to the Cowboys for their first, third, and I believe it was a fifth round pick. Nonetheless, that first round pick gone to the Detroit Lions. This year. Last year, the Cowboys had two first round picks. They got Felix Jones, the running back. We'll see what he does this upcoming season. But he is a fast, speedy back who got injured a few games into 2008, but they have high hopes for him. Mike Jenkins, corner from USF. Not the best rookie campaign, but they still have high hopes that he can become very valuable opposite of Terrence Newman there in Dallas. And Martellus Bennett actually had a pretty good rookie season himself at the tight end position, backing up Jason Witten. The Cowboys go into this draft, of course, with no first-round picks. In the second round, they're a little more than halfway through the second round. Actually, the pick for them is the 51st pick. It's actually the pick I'm working on my mock draft right now. I'll tell you, I don't know if this is the player I'm going to go with, but positions of need for the Cow, I think they could use another wide receiver. I wouldn't mind seeing them go out and maybe address maybe a defensive end for a 3-4, a nose tackle that could come in and help them in that 3-4 defense, a strong safety. Now with Roy Williams leaving, is Pat Watkins going to be the guy to step in and play that strong safety? Or are they going to go out and maybe draft a guy? And a guy who's really starting to rise up some draft boards, William Moore, the safety out of Missouri, can play a free safety but can also play a strong safety. 221 pounds, runs a 4.440, has the speed but can also hit you, and he's a very good tackler. So I would not be surprised if the Cowboys went defensive side of the ball in the second round of this year's draft. The other team we're going to talk about today is the Washington Redskins. The Redskins, under new coach Jim Zorn last year, 8-8, did not make the playoffs. They've had some turnover as well this offseason. Of course, the sweepstakes they won to get Albert Haynesworth to come in and join their team. They also re-signed a bunch of their free agents, including D'Angelo Hall, giving him a big signing bonus to join them. Derek Dockery, offensive guard, they get him from Buffalo as well. Some of the guys they've lost, Sean Springs, they lost. He went to the Patriots. They cut him, released him after signing D'Angelo Hall. Marcus Washington, outside linebacker, is gone. Jason Taylor, defensive end, is gone. Philip Daniels, defensive end, is gone. Jason Fabini and Pete Kendall gone as well. Pete Kendall leaves. He was a guard. Derek Dockery going to take over his spot. Some needs. Let's first look at their last year's draft, because I have seen some people that say they still need a wide receiver. When you look at their draft from last year, they had three second-round picks after, I believe, trading out of the first round. Second-round pick, their first second-round pick, went to Devin Thomas, wide receiver out of Michigan State. He still has maturity issues, but he's still a talent, and I don't know if the Redskins are willing to give up on Devin Thomas quite yet. Malcolm Kelly has still dealt with injuries. He was their third second-round pick last year. Their second second-round pick was Fred Davis, tight end from USC. Really didn't hear a lot from him last year. Chris Cooley's still there as their tight end, so it's kind of hard for him to get into the lineup unless they use a two tight end set. And as I said, Malcolm Kelly, wide receiver, has been dealing with his own injuries as well. And third round pick, nobody seems to mention this because everyone's talking so much about how the Redskins need offensive tackles. Well, in the third round, they did draft an offensive tackle last year, Chad Reinhart, offensive tackle out of Northern Iowa. You know, on the surface, nobody's heard of this player before, but there's a reason they went and drafted him in the third round last year, and who knows if they have high hopes for him, and maybe that answers their question. along the offensive line in this year's draft. This year, the Washington Redskins will be picking with the 13th pick, right there on the edge of the top 10. But a player who they might be looking at, a player who's dropping, whose stock is dropping. Some considered him maybe the first overall pick a few months ago, but after a bad combine and workout, he seems to be slipping. Andre Smith, the offensive tackle out of Alabama. Remember, the Redskins, even though they did draft Chad Reinhart last year, they could be looking, maybe Reinhart's more of a left tackle. Maybe Andre Smith could be their right tackle of the future. Andre Smith still with a ton of potential that he has yet to tap, and he could tap in the NFL. Defensive end is also a major area of need, especially with Jason Taylor up and leaving. Maybe Robert Ayers, maybe any of the top three outside linebacker defensive end mold type guys like an Aaron Maben or an Everett Brown or a Brian Arakpo if they were to fall. Offensive center, maybe in the second or third round for the Redskins. And outside linebacker is another position that the Redskins could look at maybe a little later on in the draft. So there's two teams from the NFC East. Tomorrow we will take a look at the Giants and Eagles as we continue on with our team profiles and team breakdowns as we lead you right up to April 25th, less than a month away right now to the NFL draft as we see who the Buccaneers get. And remember, the NFL draft so exciting because you could either be drafting a future Hall of Famer, or you could just send your team into a spiral and continue to try and rebuild from the mess that you have caused. This has been our Rough Draft for today. Continue to click back for more updates right here at JoeBucksFan.com.
The Blitz, Saturdays at noon, only on 620 WDAE, the Sports Animal.